You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
What's up, Wisconsin? This is Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. Alongside me, the lady who brings it every week, back from the U.S. Virgin Islands, back from the islands, fishing, loving every day of it, on the water,
every day.
And I'm hoping you got stories. Danielle
Lake
Fairman is here. Dan Tim is here. Woo! Outdoorsman extraordinaire.
Careful. And
the chefery of the show, who's going to put it all together for us at the end of the show. Because what is the show ultimately?
It's a cooking show.
And you can't go wrong with that. Woo! Everybody loves to talk about cooking. I am so excited right now. I cannot tell you why. Listen, in Wisconsin, if you don't like the weather, stick around 5 minutes. Because it's going to change.
Yes. Oh,
Jess.
I feel like we should have flowers today.
I think, well, producer Jess is in the fishbowl. She's the one who lightly puts the rubber band around what we got going.
Otherwise, I do try.
Very lightly.
Molecules would escape. I'm just telling you, they get heated up. They're bouncing. They are bouncing off each other like balls in a pinball machine.
Indeed.
And all the lights are going ding, ding, ding. But Jess holds it all together. I think we're going to have a topic today that I'm really curious with you as a fairly new eater of wild game, a new hunter, and a burgeoning potential ice fisher person with us, ice angler, which is going to happen. I am so excited because right now, this is the time in Wisconsin when you have the tendency to have your heart be sad.
Aww.
It's the end of hunting season.
Yes. Right?
And do you know what that means to me? Like, I literally get a depression feeling when hunting season is coming to a close, and most of the seasons are closed. Deer is closing now, and even in the metro units. But here is why I get excited, and I kind of trade that in. This is the sweet spot right now for ice fishing, when you start to get the warmer weather, but you've still got really solid ice. So you're out there and comfortable, and it's awesome.
Yep.
And I'm gonna move right into my weekly Wisco because of that. I think my weekly Wisco was that I took a walk when it warmed up, and it warmed up. You know, we were in real solid ice cold conditions, minus 12. It was freezing. Like that's like you can't walk to your car without being freezing by the time you get in.
If your car even starts.
And you got to hope your car starts. And I went for a walk and it smelled like spring. And when you can do winter activities, because really the ice fishing season is like now is starting.
Oh, absolutely.
The ice fishing season. And so when we get those warmer days, and I'm just hoping that last cold, real bad cold snap was the last one. I'm probably wrong because we're just not
this
even.
This is Wisconsin. It's, yes.
Yeah, we're not even into February. That was my weekly Wisco, was going for that walk and having the smell. And I once had a professor from UW Madison tell me, I said, oh, that smell, it smells like spring. And you know what he told me that smell was? Take a guess.
Worms.
Rotting worms. How did you know that, Dan? Dan, you're more than just a pretty face.
I heard it somewhere sometime, and it was it made sense to me. It was after the rain and all the worms start to wash up.
And so when Danielle's
sounds
just got
delicious.
Like that, kind of like a half-assed smirk on her face. Like, I don't know if that's cool or gross.
I don't know. It's just want to go bass fishing pretty much. That's all I want to do. Mm-hmm. But speaking of bass fishing,
is that your weekly Wisco?
Yeah, my weekly Wisco is not bass fishing. It is actually showing the Belsky boys. So I have my boyfriend, Josh Belsky, and his two kids. We went out ice fishing. It was
Belsky Boys. That sounds like a movie about like the Polish mob or something.
Or car dealership.
Belsky Boys.
I mean, they're cool at the car dealerships, but whatever.
Okay.
But they had their first, I showed them their first, how to fillet Northern and have it right there on the ice. That was their first time. So it was pretty cool showing them that.
Wait a minute.
Did you cook it on the ice?
Yep. Yeah, so we brought everything out there, brought a deep fryer out there.
Ooh.
And we filleted everything up right then and there. We had Bloody Marys. We were playing Fetch with Bandit, of course, and then we were playing Ice Pong.
All right.
Wow. That sounds like more than just an
it was
ice
a
fishing
great
outing. That
day.
Sounds like an awesome day.
It was
day.
Such a great day.
That's like five weekly Wiscos in one, Danielle.
Yeah, it was, overachiever. It was showing them that there was, like, they never had fresh fish on the ice. Like,
was this during the cold
lake
snap you were doing this?
No, this was, it was Sunday.
Okay. So it just happened. Yeah. Dang.
That's, I mean, it was a tad bit windy, but.
But it wasn't super,
once you
super
have
cold.
Three Bloody Marys in you, what's wind?
Yeah, so. I guess that's spoken like a true Wisconsinite, mm-hmm. Danielle.
Thank you.
Here's the bigger question I have. Northern are a giant pain in the rear. The Y-bones.
Oh, yeah.
Do you fillet them and get the Y-bones out, or you just leave the Y-bones in and cook it and then pick them out?
No, I fillet it right off the bone.
What's a Y-bone?
So the Y-bone, so they have like, so I guess you can like think of it as like a deal. It's like the tenderloin of the fish, pretty much. It's right on top of like the back strap, but it's just like a flat surface on the top. And then along the ribs, you have the other part. So you have the Y-bone. You got to fillet it right off there.
Yes.
And then you got to get in the middle and pull more stuff apart so all the bones get out of there. But you will have toothpicks. So when you eat fish, be careful.
So you make it in truly a boneless pieces of meat
boneless
out of a northern?
As much as I can possibly get it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I think that is a good warning. You know, and for those of you who aren't familiar with filleting fish at all, when you fillet fish, there's a basic process that happens that everybody is able to get a boneless fillet out of. With a northern, it's different because they have an extra set of bones that look like Y's, and they're fine. They're real fine, but they will mess you up if you swallow them. So you got to be real careful with those. So do be real careful, because northern is one of the delicacies we take while we're ice fishing, much more than other fish. And I have always, like, there are some people like, oh, I won't eat northern, it's gross. Well, that's just in their heads, because northern pike through the ice is the closest you will eat literally to freshwater lobster. It you can boil that up with some Old Bay and dip it in butter, and you'd swear you're eating lobster. Sometimes
we had some Andy seasoning, the original mixed with Cajun.
Did Andy mind that you took his seasoning?
Yes, he did. I had to sucker punch him.
Well, that is a fantastic weekly highlight. Dan, yeah. Do you have a weekly highlight?
I've got two. I'd like to throw.
Just invite Dan back right off the bat.
I'd like to throw two. I had one, and then this afternoon I picked my 6-year-old son up from school. He just wanted to play outside, so we spent the afternoon. We've got a little pond in the backyard. And we spent the afternoon just sliding around on the ice, which was amazing.
Oh, that sounds awesome. Yeah. And it was nice out, warmer.
Beautiful, beautiful. He loves being outside, and I love to encourage it as much as possible. So
absolutely. You don't see that nowadays. Everyone's just cooped up on their Game Boys or whatever
they
have now.
I'm going to do something that you guys hear how much I rail on social media on this show, and that life happens in three dimensions and life matters much more in the world. And I want to take this second, and I'm not getting all squishy and sentimental, but Dan's got a child who's 6 years old. And what did he do with him? He took him out on the ice. And what did you do? You slid around
nothing,
on the ice.
Just nothing. Right.
And
just
I bet the kid, but you know, you made a core memory with that child. And what's crazy to me, my daughter sent me a TikTok. I don't watch TikToks, but she sent me a video, and I watched the video, and it was a dad in the living room, and she said under it, "Dad, this was totally you." The dad was giving bucking bronco rides to his kids in his living room, right?
Yep.
And what I was going to say, and so that's the realm in which I mentioned social media, but what I want to say is what you said right there is the essence of what Raised in Wisco is. The outdoors of Wisconsin can be used in so many ways. And if that way means grabbing your kid and sliding around on some ice, doing absolutely nothing, but creating a core memory from your child, that's the beauty of what Wisconsin is and the beauty of using the outdoors. And if you don't like the weather, if it's too cold, just wait 5 minutes, it'll change. Yep. So I think that's a fantastic weekly Wisco.
Yeah. Well, the other one is the opportunity to take my dogs to the Disney World of bird dogs. The game, the game farm.
Oh, that is definitely
something.
No, that makes sense. That is definitely Disney World for dogs. I can tell you that.
First time out this season, and at the game farm, we did a lot of public land hunting. But the first time at the game farm, you never really know how they're going to react when the borders are a little bit tighter, and the birds are more plentiful. But we had a great time. Just me and a buddy, we put out the minimum amount of birds, three birds per gun.
Nice.
And
beautiful.
And we got more than three.
Some. You're such an overachiever. I kind of knew that about you right
off
the bat.
It's not me, it's my dog.
What's your son's name?
Elton.
Elton, shout out to Elton.
Yeah.
First time you're mentioned on the radio maybe in your life. Well, won't be the last with a dad like this, I'll tell you that. Ellie Mae Lawton, chefferie of the show, what do you got for your weekly Wisco?
I'm going to say mine was the best. Sorry, Dan, I really loved yours, but it was the best. I went to the 98th Tom McNulty Memorial Coon Feed in Delafield.
Oh, yes.
We had some lovely vets serving up some amazing coon. It was a great time. We loved it.
And this is going to be, I can't wait to talk more about the raccoon feed that the Delafield Legion put on. First of all, I love anything with veterans.
Oh,
really
absolutely.
Yes, it was
and
wonderful.
So, of all, we're going to actually talk about the food and how it tasted. And I'm going to get some thoughts, some specific, easy for me to say, specific thoughts. Some specific thoughts about eating raccoon from producer Jess. Jess, what's your weekly Wisco?
Oh boy.
I'm putting her on the spot.
I haven't done
here.
A lot outside.
Well, that's okay. You know, that doesn't spread. How about your weekly Wisco is your future weekly Wisco going ice fishing with us?
Sure. Sure. Let's go with that.
That's so encouraging.
So then, Joel, you did her weekly Wisco.
Yeah, well, that's
wow.
true.
That's way to go.
Dan, we are definitely outmanned here, Dan. Get used to it. Oh my gosh. I cannot wait to talk about the coon feed because there were so many different elements of it that were so truly Wisconsin. And you actually have to have some guts. If you've never eaten raccoon before, you have to have a little bit guts to try it. But we're going to tell you all about what happens at the event when you try it. I'm also really excited because one of the veterans is going to be coming on Raised in Wisco to talk about it and how we can support the 99th and the 100th annual coon feed that are coming up. And it's just, wait till we tell you what it tastes like. This is Raised in Wisco.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
In Wisco, your one-stop shop for everything in the great outdoors of Wisconsin. Danielle Fairman sitting next to me,
Joel
fresh back from her trip to the Virgin Islands.
Yes.
Tanned, rested, and ready. I'm Joel Clayfish in the studio in the fishbowl. We've got Dan Tim, outdoor adventure man. We're going to get to his stories, which I'm sure will be fantastic. Ellie Mae Lawton, the chefferie of the show, bringing us your weekly amazing recipe. And of course, we've got Jess trapped over there in the fishbowl.
I'm not trapped.
It's not like we've got her detained in there. We're not keeping her hostage.
Danielle and I feel trapped.
I'm only attached by Send help.
Blink twice.
Danielle, blink twice.
Wink with both eyes.
Don't tell me, hey, don't tell me for 1 minute that I don't know that you guys actually run the show, all right?
Danielle, foot five me if you're afraid.
I know.
I love how Dan just scooted right back.
I know.
He's like, ready for that.
He's like, I'm afraid too.
I'm not getting in the middle of this. No way.
That's a smart man.
I know better.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Actually, I think if anyone's trapped here, it's Dan. He's stuck between Danielle and I. Sorry, Look, Dan.
I am not.
It's okay.
I am no under no illusions of who actually runs this thing, okay? I'm just happy to be here. I'm glad to be invited to the party, okay? I don't really care what kind of menagerie I got to get to the food, all right? I'm just happy to be here. There's so much to talk about right now. People think the dead of winter in Wisconsin, there's nothing going on. There's so much going on.
I
want a recap of your trip. Did you catch fish? Did you have fun, Danielle, in the Virgin Islands?
Oh, yes. We caught a couple parrotfish, which
parrot
I did not.
Fish.
Parrotfish are absolutely, peacock? Peacock fish.
Peacock bass?
It's like a peacock fish.
Okay.
Those are gorgeous. And what are the ones that are spiky and that will absolutely kill you if you touch them?
Oh, pufferfish?
Not a pufferfish. They have like long fins that are going to like, if you touch them.
Oh, sea cats. Sea cats?
I don't know. I have pictures.
Anglerfish?
Anglerfish? Isn't that just a fish?
But whatever,
fish?
They touch
I don't know. I don't know what that is.
They grabbed it with pliers so I could hold it by the mouth. They said if you touch any other part of this fish,
you're going to the hospital.
You're going to the hospital. Yeah. And you don't want to go to the hospital there because they don't care.
No. okay. Was this a U.S. Virgin Island?
It was the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Okay.
But it's still like a third world country.
So don't
down
go
there.
To the U.S. Virgin Islands if you want to get. If you get sick, don't get sick while you're there, evidently.
But other than that, we went lobstering again where they dove down and noosed all the lobsters. We had fresh lobster and conchs
that
again.
Great. Conch is great too.
It was so good.
Really?
And then, again, snorkeling with the sharks was the best part.
Well, that all sounds great. And I'm glad you got to eat all that stuff because back here in Wisconsin, we were eating raccoon.
Oh, yeah. Super
raccoon
delicacy.
Feed of the American Legion Delafield. And I want to say, I don't know the number of the year this was to go to the coon feed.
98.
It was the 98th? Oh, that's right. Because the 99th and 100th are coming.
It was the 98th because it was right after the 97th and it's right before the
99th. Get them.
Math has never been my strong suit, smarty pants. All right? Just saying. But I want to talk about what's really cool about this thing is they've got this hall. They've got the hall, the American Legion Hall, and it's absolutely packed. You cannot go there. And I went with five people. We got our tags. We couldn't even eat for about an hour after we got there.
I love how you said tags. Isn't it tickets?
Tickets, tags. My brain works in hunting terms.
And tell me it's like $9 for all you can eat raccoon.
It's super. No, I think it was $20.
Okay.
Which
to
is
a
totally
good cause.
Fair to a great cause. Mm-hmm. I ended up spending another, I think I spent almost $200 there and I couldn't be happier. Mm-hmm. You know, raffling and they sell raccoon tails that are actually hunted or trapped raccoon tails. They're real. It was just really cool. But you line up and they have a plate in your hand and they fill this plate that like you can hardly carry it when you're done. You get raccoon that was, it's like a stewed raccoon basically or cooked crock potted raccoon that was made in pickling spices. You get homemade mashed potatoes and gravy and coleslaw and bread and pickle. I mean, and then
sounds delicious.
Then they were going around the tables asking people if they wanted more. One of my questions is to producer Jess. Jess, I know you've eaten some wild game because of Raised in Wisco. We bring in wild game and
yes.
You've kind of actually enjoyed it. Yes. And your husband too.
Indeed.
Would you try raccoon?
I would definitely try raccoon. My only problem with that is that I love raccoons. They're just so cute. And
okay,
that would be my hurdle to get over.
Ooh, just Jess, think I can chickens. Show you some not so cute raccoons sometime.
You do know how mean those things can be, right?
Yeah, but with their little hands and they're just little masks.
Oh, they're
tails.
Trash pandas. Yeah, trash pandas. Not to be confused with ditch parrots or or forest noodles.
Well, let me tell
snakes.
You guys, this trash panda here enjoyed eating. Eating that trash panda.
Okay, what does raccoon taste like?
I guess is my big question.
Oh, that's a good question for the chef.
Okay, so this particular raccoon, the way it was prepared, it really tastes similar to corned beef.
Okay.
I mean, I got all right. whole big pile of it on my plate, and I ate everything literally off the bone. I cleaned the bones. Everyone thinks I'm disgusting, but I don't care. It was so good.
It was very good. I will say I didn't have the exact same culinary experience as the chef did.
Okay, what was yours?
Well, first I want to say I think yours came from a different batch.
Yes, it did.
Because the batch that I had... it tasted like it might have been cooked maybe a little too long. The pickling spice, it was pickling spices were used in it, which I love, absolutely love. But I feel like the peppercorns that were in there maybe were cooked a little too much because they did have a slight bitter. There was a little bit of a bitter finish, which bitter. I'm not opposed to bitter finishes on certain items when we talk about culinary, but I think it gave a little bit of a hint of a kind of a gamey-ish taste on the tail end of it. So that was my take. Have you ever had raccoon, Danielle?
I have never had raccoon. Oh, I would
Danielle,
try it, but
next year on the 99th.
Yes, we're going to be all over it next year, and we're going to talk about, we're definitely going to bring in some folks from that event, talk about them, and we're going to talk about where the proceeds go, because you guys have heard and you know how Raised in Wisco feels about veterans, and so this is a really fantastic cause, and what better way to do it than eat wild game? I will say, I think raccoon tastes very much like black bear. One of the keys is how it is prepared, you know, in my opinion too. Dan, have you ever had raccoon? Have you eaten raccoon?
Yeah, I sure have. There was a time when my wife and I first started dating where we went to a gun club wild game feed, just dove headfirst into everything.
Wait a minute. When you first started dating, was this one of the first dates you went on?
No, I mean, it was maybe a dozen or so dates in, but it was only like 6 weeks into the relationship.
Was she a hunter-fisher type at that time?
No, not at all.
Oh my gosh.
Not at all.
We got to hear that story. That I'm very curious to hear this story because... that's intriguing. You're dating a girl brand new and you take her to a wild game feed. And I want to know if raccoon was on the menu. We're going to hear that from Dan. We got recipes coming up with Chefery Ellie Mae Lawton and a ton to talk about. We're going to actually get to some outdoor stuff with outdoorsman Dan Tim. This is Raised in Wisco. Wisco. I'm Joel Clayfish. That's Danielle Fairman.
Hello.
Dan Tim. Jess in the Fishbowl. Ellie Mae Lawton, the chefery of the show, who's going to get a lot of time tonight because we're talking about food a lot. And I'm very excited to learn. Dan Tim is an adventure man. He hunts across this country. He hunts and fishes in the state of Wisconsin and in many other places. And what I am fascinated to know, you meet a woman and you start dating her. Mm-hmm. And very early on in the dating process, you take her to a wild game feed. Now,
that's right.
For those of you who don't know what a wild game feed is, there are not options like hamburger at a wild game feed. We're talking raccoon, black bear, squirrel,
pigeon.
Pigeon. Mm-hmm. Ooh, pigeon.
I think they called it silo chicken.
Yeah. Sorry. That makes sense.
I'll be honest.
I chewed them.
Pigeons that you hunt at a farm that are eating corn out of the silos all day, or corn or wheat from the fields, are absolutely delicious. And when I was in France, they serve pigeon at the finest restaurants. It's called Squab over there. And it's I cannot tell the difference between pigeon and mourning dove. And mourning dove is one of the best things you can eat.
Mourning dove is a pigeon.
Well, it's a type of pigeon. They're related. They are related. I mean, I don't know. Are they the same species?
They're not like... They are a pigeon. There are a couple kinds of pigeon, but
okay.
A mourning dove is a pigeon.
Well, I'll buy that. But they taste, mourning doves are delicious, and so are pigeons.
Delicious.
And so you have enough guts to take this woman to, had she ever eaten wild game before?
Some, yeah. She came from a hunting family. So okay.
Well, she came from a hunting family, right. So she knows. That's,
so she wasn't adverse to it, but I got the tickets for free. So it's like, of course,
winner.
Yeah.
Wild game dinner. Ooh.
Really treat her. You know?
Yeah, that sounds like you were really thinking ahead of time. How did it go?
It went amazing. She stepped in and she got a plateful, heaping plateful of just a smorgasbord of wild game. And, you know, she was raving about it genuinely. So that's when I absolutely knew that she was the one,
that's
right?
So
she
sweet.
Can handle this, then I can go kill stuff and we can eat it. It's a win-win.
Oh,
how every romance has started.
Wow. Isn't that a romantic story, honey? I'm gonna get you the finest squirrel beside the Mississippi for the rest of my lives. I swear. Mm-hmm.
It's like exactly what happened.
Do you remember what you ate?
No, not exactly. But I know there was raccoon on the menu. Bear was on the menu. Again, pigeon was on the menu. And then there were sides like you talked about too, like veggie medley and mashed potatoes. But when she filled her plate up with primarily the meats from these wild games, I was like, yeah, you go, girl. Yeah.
Did you actually say that, Dan?
In my head.
I said
it to myself.
Because
if you said you go, girl, that's...
Something like that in my head, maybe. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's fantastic.
I'm surrounded by women, Joel.
You go, girls.
You know?
I know what
I
it's
like. I remember my first wild game feed.
Exactly,
that was
exactly what it's like. So,
oh, yes, you do, of course.
Dan,
you do.
Dan, you have made your life. You have one of the blessings that I consider myself to have, and that is to be able to do the outdoors of Wisconsin, hunting, fishing, culinary, you know, wild game eating. You've made that part of your life.
Yeah.
That is part of your income. That is part of what you do. Tell me what got you to that point and what are some of the things you enjoy the most about Wisconsin's outdoors and traveling the United States?
Wow. There's a lot to unpack there, Joel, but it really started, funny story. You know, I was thinking about that on the way down here. How did I get to where I am today? Wouldn't have expected to be on a radio show talking about the great outdoors, the great state of Wisconsin.
And I want to be clear, you have a voice for radio. You
sure.
have a fantastic radio voice.
I appreciate
voice,
that.
So.
So really, was in and around physical therapy for over a decade. Graduated in 2011, got my license, went to go practice. Did that for like 6 years in the clinic, just punching the clock, treating patients. And I wanted more. I don't know. I didn't know what it was, but ended up going into medical device sales where, you know, got to work with healthcare systems across the country in various capacities, selling different products. And really, due to the nature of the industry, and didn't really get a great deal of pleasure just like working from home, just paying attention to email and the computer. Had been working at Whale Tails Archery part-time for like 8 years. Kyle Krishan's a good friend of mine, has been since we were kids. So it was like August of this year, July of this year. I said, do you want another full-time guy?
Oh.
Yeah, and he was like, yeah. I was like, well, me? And he was like, yeah. I was like, don't give me an answer right now. Think about it and let's come back in a couple of days and talk about it. But it's all worked out and it's been on ever since for that. And that's an incredible blessing. I'm wildly fortunate to help people get to sort of chase their passions and be a part of that dream. So rewarding when like somebody comes in with a big buck, like, Dan, I couldn't have done it without you. And I don't always remember their
rewarding.
Names, you know, so it's nice that they remember what the small part that I played in helping them get to where they wanted to go. But really the passion for outdoors started as a kid. Grew up in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin, and really split time between there and the Northwoods, like Three Lakes area.
Sure.
Deep in the Shawamagon Nicolet National Forest.
Love it.
Hunting, fishing since I was 12 years old. And yeah, never looked back. And it's just kind of grown. Like anytime I was introduced to a new aspect of the sport, I immediately fell in love. Like started duck hunting in 2011. And, you know, now how time flies. 14 years later, I've been doing it, you know, on and off. And
are you bringing the kiddo with you when you go out with you?
He came on a pheasant hunt this year, just on public land. It was pretty much just like a late season. Didn't really expect to get around birds yet, but he's just a little bit too little so far. I told him once you can
sit. Yeah, that's a lot of walking for pheasant hunting for a six-year-old.
He loved that, but it was, you know, for like deer. He's going to come out turkey hunting this spring, I think, but I always tell him, like, if you can sit still for 15 minutes, you can come hunting with me. And he's not quite
there. Has he done it yet?
He tries. He's almost there.
I think what you hit on that really hits me in the inside is that the main reason that I'm excited about doing this show. Danielle and I, you know, we've hunted together for the better part of two decades. And when we get to share with people the experience of what it means to get into the outdoors and to have the potential to bring something home to put on your dinner table and have somebody later tell you, I mean, I can't tell you, it's too many to count. And I couldn't name them all, the people who got their start in hunting or fishing because that I kind of gave them a gateway to do it. Danielle and I have given people gateways to do it. We've taken first time hunters out with us. We see each other and foster each other's desire to do that. There is nothing better. It is the most rewarding feeling in the world when someone comes to you and says, I wouldn't be exposed to this without you. We are sitting right now in a studio with a woman who hunted for the first time in her life, who never saw herself hunting. And I'm telling you, that was one of my, that will go down. That is a core memory for me. It will go down as one of my favorite hunts of all time because we sat and we laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed and joked. And the turkeys showed up and they ran the clock out on us, which is a fundamental lesson of hunting, learning that sometimes Mother Nature wins and you put yourself in kind of the best situation. But, you know, so I'm curious, as you tell this story and as I talk about when people come to you and say, I wouldn't have done that without you. I wouldn't have had a chance to do it without you. And now you've made that your life. Your life is literally helping people enjoy Wisconsin's outdoors.
That's right.
Is literally your life now, Dan. That's a big responsibility.
Huge. Want you to take it. We don't take it lightly. Every day we strive to do the best work ever, because it's like we know that moment when that buck of a lifetime walks out, and if something goes wrong because of the equipment we set up, like we wear that.
Oh, of course. Just and in the same sense, that is why it's called hunting and not shopping. I'm curious to know from producer Jess, though, when you hear what it actually means to those people who do the work and put it together and try to get people in. How much, I guess what I'm curious is how much of this show and the relationship that we have with each other, did that affect your decision to actually get into it? Or was that just kind of what pushed you over the edge into doing it? And how do you think that is the best way for people who are doing it to share it with those who might be on the edge or might never have tried it and might?
Well, that was a lot, Joel. So.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. My brain goes a million miles a minute if you don't
know
that.
I know. I'm going to start with, hunting was always something that was intriguing to me.
Okay.
But never felt accessible because no one in my family hunted, fished, anything like that. So I didn't have any of the connections. I didn't know where to start. And then when we were paired up for this show, at first it was like, well, that's kind of a somewhat interesting thing, but they've got all of this language that I don't really understand. Mm-hmm. And it feels like I'm, you know, literally separated from you, which, you know, we are,
which
just
you are
in
by
the setup
plate, of
our studio itself. But the way that you brought me into it and the way that you saw that I was interested in it and then pounced on it and went, you're interested in this. Do you want to do this? Here's how we do it. This is the first step. This is how you do it. And you went through step by step with me enthusiastically. You always made it very, very clear that you wanted to help, that you had the resources and the connections, you were very willing to share all of that with me, took down those barriers and made it feel like I did have a path. And, you know, the fact that when I look at you all confused, you explain something.
Well,
that helps.
And it wouldn't be the first time someone looks at me confused when I'm saying something that I will tell you. Well, okay. So if you're out there and you're listening to this and you're a person who may not be interested in hunting or fishing or kayaking or mountain climbing or mountain biking or camping or cooking outside, but you think you might be open to it, please reach out to us here at Raised mm-hmm. in Wisco, because I know, you know, Danielle, you and I have been at this for quite a while now, the outdoors, and I don't think there's anything that means as much to either one of us as to see what this show is about, what it is fundamentally about, actually happening and coming true in people's lives.
Absolutely. And hearing Jess say all that, I feel like you're the perfect person for the show, because you ask the questions that we just zoom right by. We're like, oh, we assume everybody knows these topics or our language.
Lingo. Yeah.
And but you are like, wait. Hold what up. Are you
What's
saying?
A libo?
I think that
yeah, that's perfect.
That is why, honestly, Jess is literally a co-host of the show
yeah,
with us.
Absolutely.
Because
is.
when those of us and please, as listeners who go through the varied degrees of knowledge when it comes to the outdoor use, hold us accountable, because we sometimes get a little bit too caught up in the minutiae. And if we do, let us know, because our joy is explaining to you what it is and what it means and what it can mean to your life. And that's why we are so proud and so love having you along on Raised in Wisco, mm-hmm. which is now heard on 21 stations throughout Wisconsin, mm-hmm. and soon to be expanding from that. And there are a ton of places you can listen to us live on any Civic Media station Saturdays at 11 o'clock. But that's not the only place you can hear us
that
live,
is not
Danielle.
The only place. Civicmedia.us. Search for Raised in Wisco. You can also listen on Spotify, Apple, go to the YouTube, and you can find us everywhere. But also, speaking of bringing new people in, the Big Buck Party is coming out for Whale Tails.
That's right, February 8th.
All right, well, we'll be sure yes. to get that. Yeah. And we've got our recipes of the week, which you definitely don't want to miss. Chefery Ellie Mae Lawton is in the hizzo, as the kids
hizzo.
Say. Do they say that? I don't know.
No.
I'm not sure.
No.
Jess is like, just stick to the script, Joel. You're too old to say hizzo.
Run
All
with
right.
it, Joel.
This is Rizzo in Wizzo.
Oh. Oh my!
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
This is Raised in Wisco, your ABCs to the outdoors.
Oh,
little MJ,
look at that.
Bringing us in. How do you? That's a
little
good segue,
JK bringing
wasn't it?
Us in.
Danielle Fairman, my tried and true hunting buddy for several years, almost two decades. Get to sit shotgun with next to her every week. And I want to say thank you so much. I really enjoy the media we get to do together. We've had a storied history with some incredible experiences
sure
from the turkey blind to the goose field
to
alligator hunting.
So exciting.
It's so exciting. And I'm just working up to it. I haven't put out the official invite. I'm working on Jess for the Gator Girls trip next year.
Gator Gals.
Gator Gals trip. Something to think about, Jess.
Let's,
Am I invited?
You may be putting that.
You are the Gator Gal.
Are you
Ellie,
invited? We'll see how the we'll see how the rest
Gator
of the
baby
show
daddy.
Goes.
I Gator Baby Daddy. Yes.
All right. How does he come up every single show? People
because
are going to start
laughter,
getting
man.
Concerned.
Okay. Let's be very clear. You are not the first, nor will you be the last woman to have a crush on Keith Parlier. He's about one of the coolest dudes I've ever met.
What I just kept making fun of
his
him for
biceps
his biceps
are like. Yes, you did. He's not the tallest guy in the world.
Hey,
okay?
Stand up. What are you talking
but
about?
What he lacks in height.
So what we're saying is bicep. We wouldn't mind if he slid into our DMs.
Wow. Wow.
I
that
really
was a
hope
lot.
He listens to all these episodes.
And if you don't know why they just said that, they were making fun of me because I did not... I did not realize there was a romantic component to sliding into somebody.
Oh, it's not necessarily romantic.
It's not romantic at all.
I mean, if you're into that kind of romance, but...
Okay, now we're just on a plane that I don't understand.
It's
and
bad romance, like Lady
to.
Gaga said.
Oh, my gosh. If you haven't... If this is your first time listening to Raisin Musco, listen to the podcast because you will laugh as much as we do. That, I promise. And one of the coolest things is all these people have been coming up to me saying, I listened to the show last week and I laughed and laughed and laughed. And we know laughter is actually the best medicine, but and also
dun, dun, dun.
One of the what best is? Medicines is soup.
Soup.
Oh. Soup.
Soup.
And Chefferie, the official classically trained French chef of Raised in Wisco, Ellie Mae Lawton is with us, and we're going to talk about some recipes for the dead of winter, and we're in it right now. What do you got for us, Elle?
Oh, soup recipe. It's ABC, easy as 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Oh, man.
That's fine. I do want to say that I claimed the first
that.
Analogy of
you're
that.
You're better than that.
Wait, no, it had to do with soup. There was no relation
to the segue. All right.
All right. We're talking about soup this week. Stuffed pepper soup. Ooh, don't sleep on this one. Super easy. Last week, our recipe only required 2 dirty pots or pans, and this week it's the same. So you're going to brown your ground meat. I used ground venison. And then separate pan, do some garlic with olive oil, onions, cut up bell peppers. Use any color. You don't have to use green. Joel doesn't like green.
I don't hate green.
So I put extra green peppers in this batch.
It's like you make it for me.
Yeah.
I love green pepper in
your stock pot, your meat is going. Put in some tomato paste, crushed tomatoes, beef stock, whatever kind of stock you have. You can make it, you can buy it. Then throw your veggies in, season it with salt, pepper, Italian seasonings, and let it reduce down. That's
and
it.
That's it. And throw your meat in there with it.
Well, the meat was already in there, Joel.
And it's, yeah, right.
Come on.
Sorry.
Come on.
You might have to slow down once in a while. I want to make sure.
I usually only have 30 seconds because your hair dye and stuff.
I do not use hair dye.
Oh, no. Your organic experience.
No, it's
organic.
Oh, my God.
Dyeing
no,
shampoo.
It's not a dye. It is. I use.
Joel, if it's not a dye, what is it?
It's beard. It's an organic beard shampoo.
Dye.
It's just for
it?
My beard.
So
I do not dye my hair. I do
so
not
you're just
dye
washing
my hair.
It. You're not.
I promise you, if I dyed my
all.
Hair, I do not color my hair.
So
period.
At the
you're
end of the day,
I use an organic
beard dye.
No, it's you guys suck. That's
okay,
all
I want to say
he
is
says
that
with a big smile.
Hey, you guys, if you're at home dyeing your beard, you can make this soup in the time that your beard is processing.
What if you are just washing your beard with a coloring shampoo.
Color
enhancing.
Then you
gosh.
Know what? Make
I
your soup.
Win.
Let it reduce down while you jump in the shower and wash your beard.
Producer Jess, mm-hmm. It takes a lot of work to look this good, okay? I don't mind telling
it's
you.
My filter.
It's the filter, she said.
Oh my
she does,
God.
She's told me for weeks she doesn't use a filter. If you're watching on Facebook, you're going to look at it and say, man, they must use a filter.
It's filtering.
Is it called the glamour filter?
I don't know.
What filter is it?
You've been calling it the glamour filter for almost 3 years.
I have?
Oh, yes. Boy.
Well, when I look at something
every single day,
like,
he comes in, he goes, oh, you got the glam filter.
He does.
Well, when I look on the screen and I look slightly more glamorous than I do in real life, I figure it's the glamour filter.
And this is why I only get 30 seconds for food, you people.
What do you call that recipe? Is that like a
stuffed pepper soup?
Stuffed pepper soup?
Yeah.
That's perfect.
But I don't put rice in mine or pasta or anything.
I do the rice.
I don't.
You could actually.
You could make rice and put it over it, and it's really good.
Yeah. You could put. That's what I was.
I'm actually a potato kind of gal, so I've actually put it over mashed potatoes before, and it's so good.
Ooh, I eat that.
That sounds fantastic.
Anything potato, I'm in for.
Ooh, mashed potatoes with some garlic butter, and then you put that on top of it.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Hungry.
Yeah. Gosh, that sounds
amazing. Lots of green peppers.
Green pepper. Yeah. I don't mind green peppers. I do prefer the orange, yellow. Yep. Peppers, because they tend to be a little sweeter and they don't have that little bite right at the end of them,
but
that kind of jalapeno bite. I don't mind it.
Hey, Dan,
I like it.
Do you have a favorite winter recipe or dish?
I mean, it's similar to Jess. It's like my chili. Right.
Yeah.
I think everybody has that answer.
All right. Listen, next week we're doing chili as the recipe, because everybody has very different opinions of chili, how it should be served, whether noodles should be involved, whether beans should be involved. So we're going to have to do.
I think we should all make our version of chili bring it in.
Before we end this, we have to say happy birthday to Ellie.
Oh, that's right. Oh.
Happy birthday, Shelly.
Happy birthday. I hope you had a great birthday month, and we love having you with us. Check us out next week. Look on the podcast to see if you want to be in a good mood and laugh quite a bit. All you got to do is listen to Raised in Wisco. For Danielle Fairman, I'm Joel Clayfish. Jess is in the booth. We'll see you next week.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.